You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It upsets me so much that there's still people that we need to convince this is a real fucking thing. Real friggin' thing.
The Wire.
Last week, the Royal Commission of Inquiry into COVID-19 was released. The report delved into the lessons learnt during the pandemic, featuring 39 primary recommendations within the 713-page report. These recommendations explored a number of social, economic, and health impacts of the pandemic, how the government responded, and how the country could be better prepared for future pandemics. The report explores the good and not so good moves by the government and how they could have been more efficient in their response. However, research fellow at the University of Auckland's Liggins Institute, Dr. Anna Brooks, says that the report fails to consider the long-term impacts of COVID-19 that continue to affect many New Zealanders today. I spoke to Dr. Brooks about these concerns and how realistic it is that the recommendations will actually be implemented. The Royal Commission of Inquiry into COVID-19 was released last week, a 700-plus page report stacked with recommendations. Despite its length, you say that the inquiry ignores the long-term impacts of COVID being experienced by some in Aotearoa. What are your main concerns surrounding this?
Yeah, so as you say, it's a very long document and sort of still takes a while to digest through everything in there. But looking through the summary report and those 39 recommendations, yeah, there doesn't seem to be sort of the spotlight on the ongoing impacts during a pandemic. And that sort of includes or focuses on the non-acute part of infection and how that is impacting people. So it was somewhat alarming for there to be no recommendations regarding sort of ongoing monitoring of the long-term impacts. Despite it being mentioned only a relatively a few times within the document, so it was mentioned about the ongoing impacts, but there's no distinctive recommendation within this document to indicate that that's going to be done better in future pandemics.
For many people, COVID kind of seems like a thing of the past now. Lots of us understandably wanting to move on and sort of forget about it, but it is still impacting people today. And how is it doing that?
Absolutely. Well, the virus hasn't gone away. All the phase we're in now is the fact that the acute part of the pandemic is over, or the emergency response is now over. The virus is still with us. It's still circulating. It is still causing illness. It is still causing deaths. And yes, we hear very little about it now. And so what we do know is that every single infection is a roll of the dice. So we're heading into our summer months here. It's warming up. It's not to say that the virus is also on holiday. It is still circulating. It is still causing illness. And it is still going to cause long-term impacts. People will be coming down with, or, you know, newly discovering that they have long COVID and or worsening of their long COVID. Essentially, you know, we're not out of the woods. And so as long as this virus circulates, we're going to get people who are impacted by, from infection.
Like many health outcomes in Aotearoa, Māori were disproportionately at risk for COVID-19. Māori aged under 60 were 3.7 times more likely to die from the disease than people of NZ, European or other ethnicity. In terms of the long-term outcomes, what we're seeing now, are Māori still being disproportionately represented?
Well, yes, there have been research studies undertaken in Aotearoa that are looking into the long-term impacts specifically in Māori and Pacific communities, indicating that, yes, there are issues there, but we need to continue that research. You know, we need to not take the foot off the pedal and understand which communities are impacted. You know, we, in our research program, we're starting to look at this as well. Because we want to sort of get a national viewpoint, if you like, of which communities are impacted. And there are so many reasons as to why, you know, we don't really have a good understanding on the prevalence in this country, because we're not tracking. So we need to sort of, you know, make a concerted effort to understand the impacts in all communities in Aotearoa, because no one else can do that but us. And so the early studies did indicate, yes, that there is going to be a burden in the Māori and Pacific communities. But unless we get sort of a full national approach to understand how far and why that is and what that prevalence looks like. We're not really going to get numbers or what that scale looks like.
And what about the report itself, the inquiry? How well does that do at addressing, looking at these different outcomes for different communities, such as Māori and Pacifica?
Well, I think it's only really just sort of touching on the evidence that's out there, like as in, it was very clear early on in the acute phase. And so because the document is not really looking at the impacts of infection, it's not really in this document in the context of the burden of the lasting impacts of infection. And also bearing in mind that long COVID is just one particular health outcome that we're seeing right now. There are loads and loads of research studies that are coming through that are showing all sorts of new risks of health and disease. And so that's sort of the real sort of point here, is that we'd really like to sort of see something in place to both identify and acknowledge that, infection causes or may lead to future health problems, so that we can have systems in place. Well, we should have systems in place now to be tracking long-term impacts, but also, that is something that we should be on the table moving forward. So, it's sort of like this global call to action. When a new pathogen hits the globe, we should be all making efforts to understand the before and after of that new infection so that we can track the long-term outcomes. Because, we're only seeing the short-term outcomes, essentially. We need to understand the long-term health impacts. And that, we already know, is impacting things like metabolic disease and neurological diseases as well. So, there's a whole slew of health problems that may come from this virus that we really need to be watching more closely.
There's been a huge amount of cuts to Te Whatu Ora this year, most recently last week to its digital and data teams, bringing a total of over 2,000 job cuts at the agency this year. Do you think this will have an impact on how COVID continues to be addressed, along with preparing for future pandemics?
Yes, I think all of the impacts that are going on in our health system are alarming. I think, it would be good to be hearing some form of narrative about what we are doing to be prepared or stay prepared, given that this virus is still circulating and we don't know what's around the corner. But yes, I think that is also a cause for concern. I don't think there's many people that, don't look at what's happening in our health sector and are not concerned. So yes, I think it is a worry. And I think off the back of this report, we're sort of all waiting to sort of hear how some of these recommendations are going to be implemented, and if our health sector is up to it in the context of, supporting our health sector, and because we're hearing of so many cuts going on, yeah.
Yeah, and in terms of that, with the resources that we have at the moment and the government's sort of attitude towards the health sector, how realistic do you think the recommendations in this report are?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think until we hear some narrative, I think it's very difficult to know how realistic these recommendations are going to be, because bearing in mind, one of the clear blind spots in this country has been the fact that there were no clear pathways, still are no clear pathways for people impacted by COVID-19. So we don't have long COVID clinics, there was never any funding mobilised to do so, and so on. And that's just that part of the health sector, right? So we know that all parts of the health sector are under pressure. So, yeah, I think it's a waiting game to sort of see how, the next phase of, here are the recommendations. Can we live up to these, or can these be implemented in the context of where we are today with these cuts and, a struggling sector?
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Anna Brooks on the Royal Commission of Inquiry into COVID-19 and how it fails to address the long-term effects of the disease.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.